because he's obviously doing some stuff developing, but I just see a pattern here where, you know, it won't shock, it won't surprise me a bit if they lay an egg this Saturday, and then they'll come
it's
back, they'll
like
get up
Barnes
for Barnes
is like, the mentality is something like, okay, well, this team's, you know, not expected to do anything, so I don't really have to coach much in these games. There's been opportunities there, man. Seize the day and let's get some of these wins. Let's steal a few of these. You're up 15 against Bama. You know, they score a couple of quick baskets. Call a damn timeout. What's it gonna hurt? Don't let that thing get down to two or three points and let your whole lead evaporate. Call a timeout and calm things down.
Yeah, you'll be amazed with
and
just,
personnel-wise, man, he leaves guys out too long. Punter will get two fouls in the first half, and he'll leave him out the whole rest of the half. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta is leaving punter out for 6-7 minutes worth losing your entire 12-point lead?
I will say this. Last weekend when they played that god-awful TCU team, he gave him about a 6-7 minute rest, and we had a double-digit lead. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I would normally have, you know, critiqued the heck out of that. I would have said, man, what are you doing? What are you doing if it was a one-possession game? But I loved that. He gave him, and I thought, man, we're going to have punter. We've got full array of weapons right here. He's going to have legs in the second half, and we still laid a damn egg.
Yep, and against TCU, he actually called an early timeout in that second half when TCU went on a run, and I was like, all right, well, you know, this is what I've been wanting to see, you know, a little coaching, and it still didn't work, so I don't know. This team's really had a tendency to have meltdowns, and that TCU team, I tweeted to Vol Colonel and some other folks during the first half. They were like, well, you know, I hope we can close this, and I was like, guys, this game is over. This TCU team is awful. And sure enough, they blew the thing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. That team was horrible.
Yeah, they were. Hey, real quick, I want to ask you this.
No talent at all.
No, I agree. That half-court offense was – I was starting to have flashbacks of Kevin O'Neill. It was like, man, I'm looking over there and I'm thinking, you know, this is – excuse me. I'm like, they're waiting on Jimmy Chitwood to walk in – you know, out of the locker room, I said, because this is like Norman Dell's offense, you know, 17 passes, and, I mean, it was just brutal. But
you know that TCU team is 7-58 in the Big 12?
Hey, best, I'll say this, though. The Big 12 and the ACC are like miles and miles away from above what the SEC is. It's not even close. I mean, I'm watching that game the other night now. I understand. I mean, LSU, they just, you know, Johnny Jones. How in the hell do you go the last four possessions and Simmons doesn't even get a sniff? He was posted up and one of the guards just goes, like, he had a screen too. He had a high screen and Simmons had a guy on his hip. And I'm like, you got to get him the ball. At the very least, he gets fouled and he can knock down free throws. You stop their momentum. I tell you what. Heald is just phenomenal. That
guy. Why don't they just make Ben Simmons the point guard? Just let him handle the ball all the time. If you're that bad of a coach and can't get him the ball, just
hey, the best thing though earlier this week, and I tweeted about it. Doc was on there and was like, "All right, I know I'm going to sound uneducated, or you think because you're an absolute moron, you don't even know anything about the women's game." And I mean, he's on there saying, "I think Ben Simmons, he might be the most overhyped. I don't even understand how he's in consideration for being a top NBA pick." And I thought, what are you smoking, dude?
Idiots.
They draft on the kid from Kentucky will go top five, top seven, the guard. They're going to draft on potential. And the guy can shoot daggers from threes. This isn't a normal Kentucky team, what they've been used to. And I will give Beno a little credit, what he talked about. Calipari does normally get all these different egos and all these different pieces to the puzzle. I'll give him credit. By tournament time, he usually has a team at least gelling to where they make a run. I don't know that I see it with this team. I don't think they have the,
Boy, Euless is good though.
Oh God, he is. He is. But like I said, the guy's name escapes me, but the two guard,
Murray,
you watch, he will go top. I'll say it right now, he'll go between 5 and 10 somewhere in the draft.
He's pretty good at creating, his own shot out there. He'll kind of take that dribble and step back and shoot a high arcing shot.
But now when you're looking for a quarterback, I do think Euless
is
quarterback.
He was shooting those threes late against us, but they didn't really hit any of them.
Yep. Hey, Jay, man, we got a roll prediction on the game.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Boy, I'd love to see old Sheriff get it done. I think the Panthers will win. Broncos have a hell of a defensive line, but it seems like it just doesn't matter against Cam Newton.
Really does.
I would see something like, I think the Panthers will be like in the high 20s or maybe 31, something like that, 31, and the Broncos 26, something like that.
Well, and we're
close game.
We're going to have the Maul Paxwell's prop bets, too, here coming up here in just a few moments, so a few minutes.
Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, JM.
See you guys.
They'll be down. They'll be rooting for Cruton. I like what Butch did on Rocky Top.
Let's see Jimmy Himes busting.
Let's all go down to Dumas Walker.
We'll get a Schlauberger bottle of Schlitz in long neck.
Little Kentucky headhunters right there. 200-5402 if you want to jump in with us. There you go, MP, little. There'll be Cruton marbles in the back of the store.
There'll be Cruton marbles in the back of the store.
Put your request in now here in the neutral zone, 200-5402. If you want to jump in with us.
I like to have some of them Colorado brownies, too, if you don't mind.
All right, final Cruton talk of the night. 2016 Recruiter of the Year goes to Venables, defense coordinator for Clemson.
Yep.
Hey, Doc. Who Newman's longer than he can be a defensive coordinator back in the day?
All right, let's keep it going right here. Who we got right here in neutral zone? Welcome in.
Cloney.
What's up?
What's on, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Not too bad. I listen to Jerry Coach Clanville, and all due respect to Clanville, during his analysis, he admitted one player on Denver's defense that I think could possibly be the key to disrupting everything that the Panthers like to do on offense.
Who do you say?
I would say that would be number 97, Malik Jackson.
He was
the unsung hero of that Patriots game.
Yes,
he
was.
Special push, and he had his damn mail forwarded to him in Tom Brady's backfield. Get somebody like that in tackle position, disrupting all that read option, focus crap.
That's a great point, Robbie.
That could really free up. It To me, that's going to be the key to the game. Can the Panthers' offensive line keep Malik in check? Because if they don't, and he gets back there in the backfield and disrupts the read, then Cam's going to have a hard time.
No,
I agree with most everything he said. I mean, he had me just, you know, sweating bullets and, you know, looking for the Valiums and, you know, worrying about the sheriff going down with the Dell on the last game.
You say Valiums.
I
got the Valiums, yeah. Florida
State. I think the sheriff can pull it out, brother.
You know what? You bring up a great that so far is the most solid point made tonight. I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought, you know, I guarantee you, Kubiak and Phillips, when they sit in there, and the defensive line coach for Denver, they all sit in there and thought, this guy, you know, corners did great. They, you know, obviously, I'll say that downfield, the little white midgets that are hard to guard. I mean, they're very slippery. They're quick. They're low to the ground, low center of gravity. They get off of press coverage extremely well. Again, very slippery. But they did a great job of just closing windows that Brady thought he had. And it allowed. Now there were a couple times where, you know, nobody really had anything to do with anybody other than 58 on the edge. Just, you know, he just timed the snap count.
I mean,
but you're right. You're right, man. That with what the X-Ball did there in the middle of that line of scrimmage, he got enough push to where, man, sometimes when you can push that guy back and get leverage on that guy and get inside, then all of a sudden those guys on the inside, do you notice how many times Ware got around the edge because his guy was opening his hips and going inside? And, you know, Phil Sims, I give him a little bit of credit. I don't really care for him as an announcer, but he kept comment about, you know, Jackson with the ability to he was in their head, and it wasn't just in the interior line, but with the tackles, the guards were all concerned because, I mean, there were three guys that they were having to worry about. It wasn't just 58 and 94.
Well, yeah, I mean, Malik's big enough. If he gets a free shot, even on Cam, at any time, if you give Malik Jackson a free shot, even on Cam Newton, it could very well be the last play he plays until next year. I mean, the guy's he's a hoss with a high motor. And
contract year too, baby. He's got something to play for.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming with bad intentions. I thought he was, you know, I don't know. I thought he deserved game ball after the Patriots game. I know the other guys had some, you know, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware had incredible games too. And, you know, a lot of times with defensive tackles, they don't get the credit that they probably deserve. But I thought he was a disrupting factor. He completely threw off Brady's timing a lot of times. Because that whole middle of that line was just caving into his lap. So, you know, I don't know. I sure hope the sheriff pulls one out. It'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What was it, 9 years ago today when he won down in South Beach when they beat the Bears? T. Higgins, by the way, has
Super Bowl.
T. Higgins from Oak Ridge, by the way, has decommitted from UT.
That kid's going to Clemson. He's going to Clemson. Amari Rogers is going to Clemson. Let me tell you, Dabo Swinney has set up shop over here in the West Oxville, Oak Ridge area.
I've heard that.
He has been in town, and I'll tell you, I don't know. I'll tell you, he's coming hard after Rogers right now.
Would you trade Lyle? And what momentum he's got right now, like Lammy says, when Lyle, that is the one thing with him is, you know, he can have a boatload of five stars, but you cannot, and I'll encourage you to call in if you want to call in and debate it with me. We're all big boys here. We just don't want to, you know, we don't want no MFers or anything like that. Anybody, you know, be verbally assaulted on the air.
No, I mean, this is Tony's dime, and touch on that real quick. I mean, Basilio's always run a clean ship. I mean, he's been always been up front with all of us and
yeah.
his buddies. And you know, when you call in the Tony Show, he expects us to act like, you know, we have a little bit of sense.
Yes.
He tolerates a lot, but, you know, him and Lawrence, it's their dime. And
yeah,
I,
sure it is.
I just, you know, out of respect to Tony, I would never go there.
Oh, no,
you know?
No.
I mean, I got busted for dropping an S-bomb on the, and that was during the radio show, so.
I say this, you know, you've been over at Hutch, I mean, just watching, I mean, until we get a doggone point guard, I mean, I just got to filter me, I mean, it's just gonna be the same old pile of slop, I mean.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, I'd trade Lyle right now for, I had this idiot that I work with. I won't say idiot, he's a good guy, but he knows his football, knowledge of football is, you know, it's like difference in a football and a hubcap. I mean, the guy is just,
well, I couldn't name three coaches that I'd take over this guy. You're crazy.
Oh, good
give
Lord.
Me, and I'm sitting here going, give me Harbaugh. Are you kidding? I mean, dude, the Big Ten has four coaches that I would take over this guy.
You could give Harbaugh, let Dooley recruit for Harbaugh, and
he'd still
get 10-2 or 11-1.
He may very well. Yeah, that guy's freaking.
I mean, he's next level.
He wins a national championship. At least, you know, he's playing for one, if not this year, and I'll be shocked if he doesn't get them in there this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Clemson's going to be loaded again. Clemson loses a lot on defense, but their offense is going to score a boatload of points. And
hey, now I'll tell you, I was about to say it a minute ago. Don't be surprised now. Alabama's off the Rogers kid too.
Really?
This week, yeah. Saban's coming after him. Probably Cade Mays over at Catholic. There's a couple of, you know, Saint Nick's coming. He's going to come a calling too.
Can you already see the Jeeker call? I can see the Jeeker call like in 2 years in Clemson and Higgins kid goes over there and like I can just hear Jeeker now. We got this idiot for a coach over here that let T. Higgins walk over here to Clemson.
Hey, Cloney. This prick let C. Higgins walk out here and go to Clemson.
Yeah, John Gruden would not only let that guy walk, but John Gruden would have 3 5-stars fall in his lap. They would be begging him, wanting to know what he likes in his latte. I'll bring you a damn latte from the Starbucks, Coach. Cloney. So let me ask you this: any possible recruits next year from your boys out there at Catholic? Any big kids we need to worry about?
I'm telling you, X. It stunned me that X got on him, but I'm telling you right now, the Dark Horse recruit over there is Chase Kirsten.
Who?
That kid's his name's Chase Kirsten. Let's put it this way: if Amari had Chase's motor, he'd be the number one recruit in America. He's about if he had about three more inches in height, but he's just a junior now. I don't know how much more he's going to grow.
Right.
He's a very similar player to Harrison Smith as far as attitude. Ball hockey, and he will absolutely bring the wood. Painting, kind of the safety in the mold of, say, a Fred White. But given a choice between making an interception and pressing the receiver, he's not going for the ball.
I heard Will West had, he was trying to get Fred White to try one of those new vapes or something the other day.
Hey, what up, Fred? Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, this Sonic Blast vape is crunk.
I really couldn't see Frito putting anything like that.
Hey, yeah, I got the Cincinnati Chili new vape sauce. Dude, it is off the hook.
Robbie, man. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Cloney.
Hey, Robbie, man, so you got Broncos winning, my man?
Yeah, I mean, I would never, ever, ever pick against the sheriff. I mean, he's a crappy veteran, folks.
Yes.
Never know. Nobody will. I don't know. I want him to win it so bad. Just because everybody's passed him for years, unfairly. You know, we talked about statistics last week and what a pile of crap it is and how they've always ran him down.
Yep.
Hey, and it's just a joke. Yeah, I've got the sheriff. I've got the gunslinger going out on top.
Well, okay.
What's
hey, I think.
Supposed to be out there at kickoff. That's the key.
Well, I think you sound real good. I don't know much about Catholic down there, but I guess in a nutshell, there Catholic recruiting update. You think maybe a kid over there next year we might be in on?
I think there's several.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's like, you know, Christmas, we just got through opening them gifts and. I'm already ready for next year. I mean, God, I live for this stuff. I mean, it's just, you know me, I wish we could sign like 140 of them every year.
Hey, a guy I know had boy Doc tore up the other morning. Do you know they edit their podcast?
Sure they do.
I mean, the guy I know here in town, he goes by the name of Hey Altoona Robinson Esquire. He's old beard guy. He absolutely destroyed Deerstone the other morning. I mean, just had him just shudder.
Dude, he was rattled the other day. People get on to me like, why are you listening? I said, dude, this gives me ammo. I need ammunition for the neutral zone. And I said,
did you hear that call?
I did.
He didn't know whether he was coming or going.
He did, and he gets so, he takes his ball and goes home. He's like a little whiner. He's like, All right. You don't understand. Hang on a minute. Doggone it. I mean, feathers get so ruffled. It's so pitiful. And the guy's like, he's like 5 foot tall, shakes hands like his handshake. He's like this puny little wuss, but he talks like he's this big bad dude, like, all right, big boy, come on in here. And like the one time I met him and shook his hand, I literally didn't even hardly squeeze his hand. I like thought I broke his fingers. And I'm not a, you know
the
me,
death
I'm not
fishing.
A, yeah.
The death fish.
You having a good time? Yeah, baby. All right, man. All right.
Got to go to break. All right.
All right.
See you, Robbie. All right. Let's.
About it. I think y'all can figure it out.
Yes.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not
this
wait.
This is Toby Keith saying he'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Boy, it's been a dream come true. Get on Willie's bus with him on signing day. That would just be heaven.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around. The last words I spoke before they took me in. I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
All right. All right.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Let's go down to Texas, y'all.
All right. Yes.
And now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes. I just let it pass by. fetal position with drool on our chin. We broke down and smoked weed with Willie again.
Yes.
All right, let's see who we got right here. Who we got in here? Welcome into Neutral Zone.
Hey, Cloney.
Who we got here, T?
Hey, Cloney, you're not going to believe this, man. I had to deliver some parts down in Straw Plains tonight.
This is Wondersami. In my 20s, I was super...
Is this TR?
And guess who I ran across like two sheep in the night?
Who'd you run into?
I ran into the Jeeker.
Hey, Jeeker.
And we hooked up at the famous B&M Lounge and had us a cocktail together. That's why I missed the first hour of the show.
Jeeker, how the hell are you, man?
I'm pretty good, Cloney.
That's pretty good, man. You had me at first.
Hey, what up, dude? I thought I was going to have to get through Commissioner Bonkwinkle. What up, dude?
Yeah, I've been working on TR. I think I about got old Will West perfected.
Hey, what up, dude?
How about old Butchie boy?
Butch had a, yeah, well, you missed the first hour, and we sort of put a wall up not to talk any Cruton, but if you want to, I know you're a big Butch, you're coming around on for Butch. I can't believe you flipped, though, the way you have.
Well, actually,
that's pretty solid. You're getting some love on Twitter. Mouthpiece says pretty solid TR by the Jeek right there.
Hey, actually, I'm not coming around on Butchie boy, but Jeek Jr., he calls me the other day, and he tells me, he said, Butchie boy's getting it done. So I just kind of, I got to get Jeek Jr., credit for that nickname.
What up, dude?
But I'll tell you what, T. Higgins is a smart man.
Yeah, he is. He's going a different direction.
Hey, if you're a five-star wide receiver, why would you want to go to a school that has all these four- and five-star wide receivers that has nobody with over 400 yards receiving?
No, it's a place where receivers go to die. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping Butchie Boy gets it done.
So what do you think about Johnny Football real quick? They're showing the report here. Allegedly, he struck his ex-girlfriend several times. She thought he was really going to do some, she thinks he was on some kind of drugs.
Has that been confirmed?
According to the police report, ESPN's reporting it.
Well, did they lock him up?
No, they threw him in a cell, jail cell there with Ray Rice.
No, I'm serious, Cloney. Was he arrested?
Oh, I don't know. It just during an incident at a hotel downtown Dallas last Saturday. No, I mean, I'd say the guy's probably out in Vegas partying.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If he was not arrested, I don't believe a damn word of it.
Wait a minute. Now look, this guy is a menace to society. And if you want this call to continue, you need to take it back. Because I'm not a Johnny Football fan. And I know, doggone it, I know John Gruden wouldn't stand for it.
Well, John Gruden wouldn't, but Jim Brown would.
Oh, Jeeker. So with this recruiting class, like Lammy said, you win in February. The guy makes a big splash. Give him credit. He came back. But all the heat, the pressure's on this year. Does Butch Jones, do we come out of this season? I'm not even saying putting the pressure and saying we get to a playoff in that Final Four. But do we leave this with a top five, top seven ranking after this season? Do you see it with Butch Jones?
If he doesn't win at least 10 games this year, it proves he can't coach football. And I don't know what kind of crack, and I love Dr. Sinclair, but I don't know what kind of crack he's smoking, talking about Josh Dobbs being a Heisman Trophy candidate. That guy's not a Heisman Trophy candidate. And I'll tell you what, I think we'd be better off either going with
what up, dude?
Or the freshman that's coming in.
Well, I don't know if I'd...
Clowney, let me tell you one other thing. If I was Josh Dobbs, I would absolutely play baseball for Serrano this year so he can go make some money because he has no chance of playing in the NFL. Now, he may go to Canada and play. That guy has no chance to play in the NFL.
He's not playing football. His career will not be football.
He's either going to be up there in a spaceship or playing baseball. And he's not going to play baseball unless he goes and plays this year.
Yeah, it ain't going to be baseball. That's one sport, man, you pick up and, you know, 1 year left of college, I don't see it.
I agree with you. You got to be about like Condridge or old Randy Johnson from Georgia back in the day.
You got to be very rare talent. Yeah, I mean, like Bo and, you know, Dion, those type. And Dion was a slap hitter. And he gave him, you know, some base running, some steal, you get your defense. Danny Ainge for that record. Danny Ainge was a better baseball player than probably either one of them, you know, but he chose to go. John Elway. John Elway was a hell of a baseball player. Most people thought that he would have, you know, he was drafted by the Yankees.
Danny Ainge was a meat eater. You remember when he took that hunk out of Tree Rollins?
Tree Rollins.
Yeah. That was cool. Hey, I can remember watching Tree Rollins play in the Volunteer Classic when he was at Clemson. That's how old I am.
Yes! Buddy.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Jeeker, have you talked to TR since his explosion the other night?
I had a drink with him tonight. You think I'm making that up? I'm not making
really
that
did.
Up.
Did he seem like he had... Was he a different man? Was he a simple man? I mean, what was he like? Because he was pretty rabid the other night, man. I mean, he really ticked Tony off.
Hey, tonight he was the kind, gentler TR, kinder and gentler.
Well, I got a TR voicemail that he left me earlier, and it was cracking me up, man. He was like, "Hey, what up, dude?" Hey, he goes, he was ripping Will West. He was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do a show down here at a sports bar while Bo Colonial's on the air at the same time, but I'm not gonna order beer even though beer's sponsoring the show. Oh, give me a Sprite, dude. What up?"
I was ripping the Lady Vols and he didn't even get mad.
Damn, he had chilled out. Chilled out.
Yeah, TR's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, what would we do for entertainment without him?
He's definitely entertaining, man. That's for sure. But he was definitely out of line. I mean, the other night. So hopefully he'll get that. Hopefully he'll resolve that, and he'll definitely apology necessary to Tony for that.
Yeah, I had to come over to my brother's dentist office to listen to you tonight. I couldn't pay my internet bill. AT&T, man, they're trying to stick it to me, so I just told them to let them have it. So.
Well, you got a cell phone, right? Smartphone?
No, I don't. I've got a dumb phone.
Well, you know what you could have done? You could have went to your nearest, went to, like, one of those, Sprint store or somewhere like Best Buy and just pull it up on the app there and just, you know, put the headphones on and tell them, you know.
No, I'm sitting over here at the butcher's office.
Yes.
My brother, he pulls more teeth than any dentist in the state of Tennessee. Sean Sinclair is jealous. He's coming back over here in a few minutes to pull some more.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He works overtime, huh?
Oh, he never turns one away. Mm. Even if it's a good tooth and you want it pulled for pills, he'll rip it out of there.
Oh, man.
But he doesn't do anything illegal.
Well, that's,
but,
that's,
but if you're dumb enough to want a good tooth pulled, he'll pull it.
Well, he's a simple man.
He does a lot for the community. You wouldn't believe all the stuff he does for charity.
He ever,
pull one
of Ken Sparks?
No, I don't think Ken Sparks is brave enough to come in here.
All right. What about Doc? Doc's from up in them parts. Wonder if Doc's ever came in and seen him.
Doc who?
Deerstone.
Oh, he'd break it. He'd snap him in two.
I thought I was going to fall out of the chair the other day when he was talking about Ben Simmons and saying he was overrated and he could name seven or eight players that would take him to the cleaners. I was like, what are you smoking, dude?
Hey, did he name any women's players that could take him to the cleaners?
Nah, I don't. I turn it off when he starts talking that. Jeeker, man, I got to get a break.
Hey, but you're right. I've started listening to those Doc, Jeff, and Heather in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I've never laughed so hard in my life as I do. Other than your show, they're the second funniest show in the market.
Hi.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, my jeweler.
Did Jeeker say, did he say some dentist pulled the teeth for the community, for the better of the community, Doc?
My jeweler, you can go over there and you can get custom-made jewelry.
God, man, I mean, that poor Jacoby, he doesn't go a full sentence without dropping Sherry in there.
Me and Sherry.
Yeah. I tell you what, folks, a box of chocolates and roses aren't going to, a nice dinner ain't going to do it. You got to take them what I do. With that cat, he's probably never dropped a dime in there. He probably gets down there while that idiot that runs that place, come on down to the Log Cabin Jewelry Store, and Jeffrey hadn't bought any jewelry from me in years. While he goes over and sits in the books Barnes & Noble and farts and drinks him a latte, Sherry picks her out some free jewelry. How much you donating, big boy?
Yeah. You got him down. I can't do him, Cloney, but you got him down to a T.
Wait a minute. All right, Jeeker, man, I got to roll. Broncos or Panthers, who's going to win?
I'm afraid to say it, but I think the Broncos are going to get slammed. I heard Glanville today on Tony's show, and he says if they don't drastically change their defense.
30 seconds.
And stay home instead of putting that big rush on, that Cam's going to eat them up with a run.
15, hard break. Now you're probably right.
I don't talk like that.
Jeeker, we have Jeeker on two. Jeeker on two.
One.
Jeeker. 5-4-3. We got to get a break. Get a break. Great call by Jeeker. Freebird taking us out right here. Come on back. 205-402. We still got predictions, Mall Paxwell prop bets coming up. You cannot change.
get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the 6-string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the Basilio. And from the nigiri to the sashimi to the maki or just tamaki, Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also, your home sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic, and they do bumper-to-bumper service work there too with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com. And I guess on one of them old smartphone apps.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Hey Manny, how you doing? You got a kiss from me?
Get out of here.
Hey, oh yeah, how you doing, Leonard? Winning? Is that the big joke now?
Three, four, one, two.
get lost in the liquor.
And I call the post-game show and drop a MF-er. Hey, Boclonio!
Call a pace, clone. Keep it call a pace. I try getting in over there on Doc Jeff and Heather and the screener over there. I can't even pull a Boclonio on them. I call Josh and Will, you know, and it's like, hey, what up, dude?
All right, we told you we get some prop bets in here. Let's do this right here. This one might be the most classic one of all time. Mike Carey, again, the head of officials for CBS.
Let's go to Mike Carey, who we know is going to be wrong.
Mike Carey, here it is. Here's the prop bet. Mike Carey will not be wrong on a challenge, minus 190. Get you some of that, Peter Polka. We need a Peter Poker call on a Super Bowl call. Cam Newton's longest pass, over 37.5 yards, minus 110. So pretty much, close to a pick 'em there. The Broncos play aggressive. I would take that over. Broncos have actually given up at least a 38-yard reception in three straight. For that low a price, minus 110, I think Maul Paxwell's taking it. Lady Gaga singing the national anthem. By the way, she will kill it. She will absolutely crush it. Most people don't know really how good a voice she has because, you know, all the craziness and the hype and all, I mean, you know, like Dusty says, you know, there's just too much smoke. I don't know what we need all this damn smoke for, you know? I mean, the Ace and the whole band, they don't need smoke. But she will kill, she will absolutely crush it. Like my boy Will West will crush those 1,000 sit-ups and three vials of Bloomin' Onion vape juice. He will absolutely, dude, I will absolutely kill it. So again, she's under 220, 2 minutes 20 seconds on singing the national anthem. You can get that for -140. So with that being a -140, again, she may adjust it a little bit, but I think she goes over that. I'm expecting 235, 2 minutes and 40 second range. Kevin Durant, who plays a game for the Thunder on Sunday, will have more points than Peyton Manning has total completions. So, basically, I mean, the way we're going, man, Peyton might not complete. I'll take that all day long. I'll take Durant. That's minus 110. I think that's taking candy from a baby. Let's see. DeMarcus Cousins in the NBA will have more points plus rebounds than Owen Daniels has receiving yards. Actually, it's a -6.5 more than what Owen Daniels. So if Owen Daniels has 35 yards receiving, which will be tough because Kuechly and Thomas Davis can cover tight ends. So that's going to really put a lot of pressure on Peyton. Check downs, throw to the backs. You know, you never know what you're getting with the receivers. I mean, they just drop balls left and right. Buffalo Wild Wings will sell under 12 million chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday, minus 110. These are just crazy Euclid-like math skills here, but you only get that in the neutral zone. That would equal 3% increase based off of last year. They sold 11 million. That's 11.33 million. My question is if Rosette, if you can get Rosette to a Buffalo Wild Wings, I like the over. So let's see who we got right here, guys. I'm going to give you each about 1 minute, as we've got about 8 minutes left of airtime. So get you guys in here. Who we got right here?
Hey, come on, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's up, Rosette? Can I
can I keep you on here? Because I do want to end. I want to end the show with you, my man.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, no okay. Problem, sure. I'm gonna bring them in here. So don't be too wordy now. All right. Now I know you're.
Oh, well.
I know you're a big. I love you, man. But I'm gonna give these guys each a minute here. Who we got right
okay.
here?
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
Sure.
If you want to give them a big, that's all right. All right. You know how to do that, right?
That's a high.
Yeah, or, you know, but just a quick. Yoshi-ho. You know how Yoshi-ho? All right. Yoshi.
All right.
Just give him a big Yosh. Say Yosh.
All right.
All right, welcome in. Who we got right here? Hey, T, what's up, man?
Hey, what's Wild Wild West choice of beverage Sunday night?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Do you and T-Boz get things straightened out?
I asked him where Bottle Cap had been. I'd sent him messages, voice text messages. He never responded, and I just said, man, you know, I was drinking on an empty stomach.
You drinking a Sprite?
I drew a lot of remorse for sports, but but I just asked him where Bottle Cap was. He goes, we don't want to bother him no more. That was my response to my question. Oh, we don't want to bother him no more. It sounds like something Will West would say.
We don't want
to bother him no more. We don't want to bother him. We've been bothering him for freaking 7, 8, 9 years. Ooh, what, dude?
Yep. So.
And I dropped the MF on drinking on an empty stomach, but I didn't start it. I didn't start the BS. I just had I regret what I did, but you know.
Just give him a big hug next time. You know how two Italians are. Just bring it in and get a big hug next time you run into him.
Hey,
what up, dude? This blooming.
I don't drink, but I'm gonna do a Carolina Ale live remote.
Hey, yeah, he was promoting a new vape. He was promoting like a blooming onion vape. He was talking about vaping.
I put my foot so far up his, you know what? It ain't funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's he was talking about it the other day, talking about how.
I was listening.
I did an
eavesdrop on the. Hey, Roget.
Hey,
Roget,
hey,
give him a big Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Hey, Super Bowl 50, man, 50. Hey,
yeah.
Can I get a bumper request, Paul Colonio?
Super Bowl shuffle from the Bears.
I don't want to bother you, man. I just want a bumper request.
Bumper request, as long as I don't have to bother Bert.
Hey, the late great. We lost. I know we lost ties on. Last week, and I really don't think that's one of the biggest losses Facilio Nation has had to absorb in a long time. I said it was the biggest loss is the Briny Boy Beamer, back when Mercurio and Beamer were the dynamic duo, but we lost one of the original Jefferson Airplane. I think he was the driving force. He was better than Gray Slick. Paul Kantner. He may have even been married to Gray Slick at one time. But when they come out of the, what was it, man? San Francisco, where the whole city for Super Bowl 50, Paul Kantner. How about some Airplane, man?
Airplane? All right, I'm going to put it in here.
Or Starship, either Starship. One, man. Yeah, I would like to hear something off Red Octopus. Mid-70s, like 74.
All right, let me ask.
Jefferson Starship.
After
Red Octopus.
As soon as Wilbur Marshall and the gang here, Singletary, get through rapping, I'll put that in for you, Ball Rider. Excuse me. Real quick, because I got one more here. I want to get in here. The talk
what would you think, just as quick as you can here, what would you think about Peyton going to your Rams? That's the buzz.
I heard that yesterday. Somebody said that was I'm worried about Fitty, man. I'm worried about Super Bowl Fitty. There's no worry about my Rams right now. We got first things freaking first, dude. And that's getting it on Sunday. It'll be afternoon on the left coast. It'll be like early evening here on our Eastern Standard Time.
We'll be bracing for another snowstorm, T.
I believe it's going to be 70 degrees. I heard a couple of days ago the Channel 8 dude, David Aldridge.
Yeah.
I believe that's his name, Aldridge. Yeah, he said.
Hard break.
That was, you know, a couple of days ago. It was going to be 70.
30 seconds. Yep, I agree. Hey, man, I got some others I want to get in here real quick, T. Enjoy the game. Go Broncos, baby.
That's right, baby. Go Broncos. Bring it home, baby.
All right, buddy. All right, Rosette. Let's see who we got. Let's see who we got right here. Who is this? Welcome in.
And welcome to the days of sports talk, Jamie. Hello.
Hey, John.
Hi.
What's up, Ben?
Clown East MP and made on myself talking out. We're not going to worry a whole lot about T. Higgins, T. Smith. But one thing that John seems to do, he seems to identify that the players that can play in this system. And I think when all said and done, T. Higgins will be involved.
Oh, my God. That's classic. Oh, good stuff, man. What's Peter Poker think about
what's
some of those
on,
prop bets?
Petey's broke, man.
Is he broke?
Petey went to a poker game last week, and the guy put him in the game, staked him, but he had to wear a Eeyore onesie.
Oh,
so
my God.
There's a picture, according to my sources, floating around with Petey in an Eeyore onesie.
Uh-oh. You might need to retweet that for us.
Clowney, I thought Freddie did a fantastic job when we called the show yesterday on the fruit day. Dr. Sean Sinclair doesn't think there's anything to worry about with T. Higgins. He said his mom wants him to be at Tennessee, and I expect him to be at Tennessee.
What's going on, Raj?
Not much. How's it going?
Hey, Raj, I need a little fake Steve from Lexington.
I'm not sure
about recruiting.
Yeah. Come on, Roger. Come on. We'll all do the recruiting bow shuffle.
Yeah, man, I want to know what recruiting, how's recruiting going?
No, you didn't go
too good tonight because Botch by Botch lost a 4-star receiver out of Oak Ridge.
Yeah, he lost another one. Are you jumping off, Rosette? I mean, you think Butch is...
According to my sources, Robbie said Roger was signing some petition y'all had going around to fire Butch. Is that true, Roger?
Oh, no. No, of course not.
Okay.
He's toying to you.
Okay.
He's toying.
You think Robbie sometimes just stirs the pot? He's a clown in a way, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all was cool.
Yeah.
Clown, I tell you, geez, then they're talking about George Cole between the Muskos. I think it's Mike Hudson. Catholic for your high school
guy.
Go circle around
Condom.
Oh, my. Hey, Clown, I hate to say it, man, but VFL Chris Scott's going to get him a ring this week. Carolina will absolutely pile drive Denver.
I'm afraid, too.
Like 40-13, it'll be a complete ass whipping.
I think it might
be close. You can load your wagons on Carolina.
I'm afraid you're right.
Written, buddy. It's game over. It is.
Well,
Cincinnati was the best team in the AFC, and they got, you know, I call him Black Del Rio, not Jack Del Rio, I call him Black Del Rio. He's a horrible, horrible game manager.
Oh,
he can't
he's
coach
brutal.
At all. And to lose to Pittsburgh, this Pittsburgh team with that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
that was gravy for Lammy. Lammy got him another playoff win to add to his trophy case. This Pittsburgh team was flat out awful. And Cincinnati, if it had the